Hello everyone, your girl Tay here, and I'm bringing you another Let's Talk Wild podcast episode. Today is April 25th, 2024, and this is episode 61, Knuckles and Sonic, Echidna versus Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog has received all the love and all the glory, but now Knuckles is next to shine. He has his very own TV series being released tomorrow, and the people are excited, but they tend to confuse Knuckles for a hedgehog. So for this week's episode, we'll discuss the similarities and differences of the animal species, the echidna, and the hedgehog. But before we get into that, make sure you guys follow and subscribe to the podcast on all podcasting and social media platforms. You can become a podcast subscription member by going to my podcast website. I'll have the link in the description box. Also, hit to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and check out the videos over there once you're done listening over here. You guys already know the drill. Now, let's talk why. How's it going, guys? It's been a while since I talked on the podcast or did a podcast episode, okay? I've been over on YouTube doing my thing, you know, the Let's Talk Wild podcast live, bringing you breaking animal news and all of that good stuff. So make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check out my YouTube shorts. It has celebrity animal interactions and celebrity pets. And yeah, and check out the playlist of the live, videos. You know, I'll be over there just giving the animal news, the breaking news, just giving my thoughts. I'm on camera. So make sure you guys come over and check me out, okay? Now, let's really get into the things of the things. We got Sonic, real name, Ogilvy Maurice. That name is something else. Everybody just calls him Maurice by his middle name. But yeah, Ogilvy, Maurice Hedgehog, is a anthropomorphic. Did I say that right, honey? This is what's been happening over on the YouTube live. Me not pronouncing certain words right and me just going along with it, okay? He's a blue hedgehog from the planet Mobius who can run at supersonic speed. His first video game was Sonic the Hedgehog. It was released in June of 1991 for the Sega Genesis gaming system. Now, Sonic has to stop the evil Dr. Robotnik. Robotnik. From getting the Chaos Emeralds and taking over the world. You know, the classic villain story. You already know how that goes, okay? Wants to control everybody, everything. And, you know, same old, same old. How original, Dr. Robotnik. Now, Sonic's movies. The first one was released in February of 2020 and the second in April of 2022. And they are some of the highest grossing video game based movies in the United States. Now, actor Ben Schwartz is the voice of the Blue Hedgehog. And just like in the video game, Sonic has to stop Dr. Robotnik, who is played by the legendary Jim Carrey. Okay, yes, Jim just plays that role so well. I love it so much. I've enjoyed the movies. They definitely have a replay value in this house. Okay. Knuckles the Echidna lives on Angel Island and is the protector of the Master Emerald, the gem that controls the Chaos Emeralds that Dr. Robotnik has dedicated his life to trying to steal from them. Mm-hmm. Now, Knuckles has several different abilities, including the one he's known for, breaking things with his spiky knuckles, of course. He debuted in the 1994 Sega Genesis game Sonic the Hedgehog 3. He was created as Sonic's rival and the people loved him so much so that he became a playable character in the 1994 Sonic and Knuckles video game. So that was iconic. They got their own video game. He was featured in the game. He was able to be played. Memories. If you know, you know. If you was back then during that time, honey, just The nostalgia is coming through. What a time to be alive. He made his appearance in the Sonic 2 movie, but now he's knucking and bucking and ready to fight. In the words, crime off. But now he's knucking and bucking in his own TV series that will air this week on April 26, 2024 on Paramount Plus. He'll be voiced by Idris Elba, who also voiced him in the Sonic movie. And the time frame is between Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and 3. Now, the third one will be released this year, December 2024. Okay, so the time frame is in between Sonic the Hedgehog 2 movie and the third movie. Okay, now the new live action series will follow Knuckles on a hilarious and action-packed journey of self-discovery as he agrees to train Wade as his protege and teach him the ways of the Echidna warrior. And for the people that don't know, that's why we are here today. Knuckles is not a hedgehog. They assume, because that's what Sonic is, that Knuckles is too. But wrong. Now, I know some people haven't caught up with the times and the facts, so I'm here, okay, to get the people out of the dark. I'm here to set the record straight and help the people out, okay? And help the species out too, because, you know, the species, the animals want their just due, their correct reckon. Not the animals want it. Or do I want that for the animals? I do want it for the animals. The animals don't give a god, okay? They don't care, but I do, okay? I want to make sure they have the right recognition and respect around here, okay? Around these Let's Talk Wild parts, we give respect where respect is due, okay? And we pronounce their names as best of our ability. I can't have y'all out here calling Knuckles a hedgehog or even a porcupine. He said in the movie, porcupine, I'm an echidna, trained since birth in all forms of lethal combat, destined to restore honor to my tribe, and willing to destroy anything that gets in my way. So listen, Knuckles doesn't even play about what he identifies as, so put some respect on his name and species, okay? And we will do just that, and we're going to get into the similarities and differences between a hedgehog and an echidna. So let's get into it. Now, for the similarities, both have spines made of the same substance our fingernails are made from, which is called keratin, and they can curl into balls if they feel threatened, which makes sense because, you know, Knuckles can curl up into a ball and give a little dash if need be. I mean, he's not as fast as Sonic, but, you know, he give a little something, something when he rolls up into the ball, you know, trying to get those rings and, you know, doing his little thing, you know, give it up for him, you know. He be trailing right behind Sonic, okay? He be right there. He not as fast as Sonic, but he be right there. Now, the difference is there are only 4 species of echidnas, also known as the spiny anteater. That is their nickname. Yes, the spiny anteater. They are egg-laying mammals with a long, slim snout, sometimes called a beak, and it has electroreceptor cells that help them detect the electric currents of their prey when they are hunting. So I think that's an amazing ability for them to have. Just makes this animal so unique, you know. Now, they don't have any teeth, but they have short limbs and some large claws, which help them dig to eat termites and ants because they are carnivores. Next up is Sonic and his hedgehog friends. There are 17 known species of hedgehogs, and some of them are very popular as pets. They grow their babies in a placenta, which makes them placental mammals. They'll eat whatever they can, berries or bugs. It doesn't matter to them because they are omnivores. They do not have electroreceptors to help detect their food, but they do have teeth, okay? Now, the similarities between Knuckles and Sonic, I think they both can be misunderstood for sure. And I feel like they can connect on that, like, that level, like being misunderstood, you know, people thinking you're this way, but and actually you're doing something for the greater good. You know, they think Sonic just played too much. He be doing the most. And then you think of Knuckles as being too serious. And it's just, but you don't, you gotta get to know him. You gotta get to know him. Just like we learned about the, you know, the facts of their species, honey. We got the animal species that they are based on. You gotta get to know the character. You gotta get the feel of it, you know. Now, the differences, well, that's not hard to tell. You know, personality and look-wise, how could you mix up the two? You can't. You really can't, okay? You really can't. But I'm excited to watch Knuckles, and I hope he continues to get the love and respect. And Echidna, warrior, deserves. Yes, indeed. Sonic is going to be Sonic. We'll love that blue hedgehog like we've been doing all these years. But also, we can't forget, before we wrap up the podcast episode, we cannot forget the anti-hero, Shadow the Hedgehog. Yes, Shadow is going to make his way, okay? We are waiting for him. It's been, you know, recently announced that Shadow will be voiced by the one and only Keanu Reeves, my guy. Hey. They got it right with this cast. They got it right with the cast, the animation, and the storylines. Like, I'm so excited for what's to come, and I hope you are too, since, you know, now you know the difference between a Echidna and a hedgehog. But you guys, let me know how you feel about today's topic. Knuckles and Sonic, a Echidna versus hedgehog. Leave a comment and make sure you guys follow and subscribe to the podcast on all podcasting and social media platforms. You can join the monthly membership subscription by going to my podcast website on Buzzsprout to sign up. I'll have the link in the description box. Subscribe to the Let's Talk Wild YouTube channel. Like and share the video and turn on post notifications. Now, y'all already know the saying, love yourself, one another, your pets, and the animals, the Echidna warriors, and the blue hedgehogs, okay? Love them all. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.